Well, we think that the wave will be generated by four technologies or combination. One is biotechnology, because we've unraveled the genome of the body. Second will be artificial intelligence. We're still very primitive, but we're making progress there. Next is nanotechnology. I'll talk about that. The ability to control matter itself, to be magicians of matter. And the fourth is telecommunications and computers. So we expect enormous breakthroughs. So if our grandparents could see us now, they would consider us to be wizards, sorcerers,
yes,
to conjure rockets and satellites. But if our grandkids of 2100 were to visit us today, what would we think of them? We would think of them like being gods, gods of Greek mythology. They would be able to mentally control objects around them, just like the Greek gods. You think of something, and it materializes. Second, they would have near-perfect bodies, ageless bodies. We're making enormous strides in perfecting the body, improving the body, and even extending the lifespan. I'll talk about that. And then third, they would have chariots to carry them in the sky. We're going to have flying cars. Predictions were off by 100 years, but we will have flying cars.
I was in an event Saturday, a speaking engagement here in Los Angeles, and a guy came up to me right after that, and he had pictures of his new invention. We're going to have him on the show in a couple of weeks. He has invented a flying motorcycle. This thing, it takes off, goes up in the air, it comes back down, he can ride away. It's amazing. And that's now. So just add these 80 years, 90 years to the mix.
Yeah. We'll have hoverboards like in Back to the Future. Kids love hoverboards, but they don't exist. Super magnets will make our cars float. And because they float almost effortlessly, they don't need that much gasoline. Why do you need gasoline in a car? To overcome the friction of the road.
That's right.
If the road has no friction, you float and coast and simply don't need hardly any gasoline at all. That'll solve the energy crisis once we have flying cars based on magnetism. And then last, the gods had Pegasus. They had these fantastic animals. We will have incredible powers to manipulate life. We'll be able to bring back extinct life forms like the mammoth, maybe even the Neanderthal. This is something that people are talking about very seriously, bringing back the mammoth, bringing back the Neanderthal, creating new life forms.
It's Jurassic Park all over again.
Yeah. So, again, think of the gods of mythology. Think of what they can do. And then look at what we can do today, that is going to make that dream possible. And that's the way the future is going to evolve. We're going to become the gods that we once feared, the gods that we once worshipped. We're going to become them in 2100 because of nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and computer technology.
Can we become so technologically advanced that if we get hit with the big X flare, for example, that all of that technology goes out the window?
Well, yes, it's kind of sad, but we physicists of the American Physical Society, that's my organization, we're the organization of about 30,000 physicists in the United States. We've estimated that a big solar flare could really cause about $2 trillion in property damage.
Oh, my.
And this is the best estimate. We told Congress, we testified in Congress, that we need a few hundred million to reinforce power stations, satellites, create backup systems. A big solar flare could really paralyze our satellites, communications, GPS, internet, weather satellites, and knock out power simultaneously across North America. So the rescue crews aren't coming because they're paralyzed too.
Absolutely.
There'll be food riots, in fact, within a few weeks because, of course, refrigerators don't work and there's no backup power, there's no relief, and so food is going to rot. And so there'll be food riots within a week or so.
If people aren't eating, they're going to get very upset.
Yeah. So the future, I think, is going to be great. However, we do have to take precautions. We do have to back up our power systems, back up our satellites, reinforce things. And, you know, like, again, with nuclear power plants, we have to rethink our commitment to nuclear. But on the main, I think the future is going to be great. There are going to be a lot of bumps and a lot of backwards upsets. But in the main, I think by the year 2100, we will become a type 1 civilization, a planetary civilization, progressive, modern, scientific, multicultural. That's inevitable, a type 1 civilization.